The Wild Passions of Dorian Gray, written by Mitzi Sereto, narrated by Simon Voss. Prologue. The only way to get rid of temptation is to yield to it. Resist it, and your soul grows sick with longing for the things it has forbidden to itself, with desire for what its monstrous laws have made monstrous and unlawful. Lord Henry Wotton. Dorian Gray awakens as if from the grave. A great weight presses down on him from above, but when he looks up to determine the cause, he realizes it's his head, which feels so heavy upon the stem of his neck that he expects it to tumble off and land on the crumbled bedding beneath him. Even the air itself is heavy, as if he were trying to breathe through cotton wool. He blinks several times to clear his vision, the effort of moving his eyelids far too strenuous an endeavor to undertake without discomfort. They feel as if cast-iron window weights have been attached to them. The bluish haze that blurs the objects in the lavishly appointed bedroom make him wonder if he has somehow developed short-sightedness. His puffy, burning eyes struggle to focus and make sense of his surroundings. He hears the sound of breath being drawn in and then released in a steady rhythm that might have been soothing if not for his disorientation. Are they his or someone else's? Red velvet draperies cover the tall windows and move sluggishly in the breeze as if they too are affected by the overwhelming sense of heaviness that afflicts him. They remind Dorian of curtains in a theater. He expects them to swing open, revealing players on a stage. Instead, they reveal irregular chinks of yellow light that insinuate themselves inside the room, informing him that it's morning. The clarity of his vision slowly returns, bringing with it more detail. Embroidered silk cushions like...